This is the Christmas Stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. Happy Thanksgiving! I hope yours is, or was great, depending on when you listen to this. And I hope you listened to this year's Thanksgiving episode. That was number 84. There are 7 other Thanksgiving episodes as well, if you're interested, and 7 other Black Friday episodes, if you want to go back and check those out. Some of this will be repeated, I admit. Somebody sometime asked me about the term Black Friday. I've talked about the history of the phrase and how it came to be connected with the day after Thanksgiving. In fact, the first Black Friday episode, it's pretty dreary. You might want to check it out. You can find it and the past Thanksgiving episodes at mychristmasstocking.net. Go to the show notes page and do a search for Thanksgiving or Black Friday. Boom, they'll come up. Wikipedia says that some retailers were unaware of the phrase as recently as 1985. I'll add, at least that's what they said. Because it's hard to believe they were totally unfamiliar with it, but they didn't like it. It wasn't too popular because it sounds ominous. Black Friday. Even if you don't know the history of it. The question that was most recently asked to me is, when did Black Friday start to be used in marketing? And now we have Black Friday ads that are released ahead of time, plenty of Black Friday apps for our phones. It's the hot name. It's Black Friday. I don't think I've mentioned it before, but the modern use of Black Friday started in Philadelphia, apparently by the police department. It was their unofficial name for the day after Thanksgiving because of the horrible traffic coming in for the Army-Navy game on Saturday. They'd arrive Friday to shop in Philly, then go to the game on Saturday, and then take off on Sunday. It really wasn't popular with the retailers, who complained and begged the police department to stop calling it that, because the newspapers would call it that. The retailers tried for a while to rebrand the day Big Friday. That didn't work so well. To be honest, I haven't found a solid lead on when the term was used by retailers in advertising. In the 70s and 80s, the story about it meaning the day retailers go from being in the red to in the black started circulating. Apparently, that's not really true for the successful retailers, and I think it would be tough for a retailer to survive that way. If I had to guess, and I have to guess, I'd say that Black Friday may have started to be used by retailers in the early 90s, when the sales started to get a bit more extreme. More retailers had the doorbuster sales. And in the internet age, websites started aggressively seeking leaks of Black Friday ads and deals to post. It's gotten to the point that almost every store has a Black Friday page or refers to their Black Friday ad. Those ads used to come out in the Thanksgiving newspaper, by the way, and they still do. But because of the leaks and maybe the ailing health of the newspaper industry, they've started putting them out early themselves online, allowing us to plan and unfortunately allowing us to not buy the Thanksgiving paper, which I miss. Whether you're shopping out there in the mean streets or in your robe online, please be careful. The deal may not be what you think. Sometimes the best deals are in the middle of December when the retailers start getting desperate. Think about that unless it's something that's really hot right now. Talking about hot, I'll talk about some of the hot toys this year, coming up right after December 26th. Oh, no. December 26th is the name of this song by Todd Wright in the Christmas Stocking.
Your family will be coming over soon. They always seem to sense what we're going through. So can we just put the past away? It couldn't hurt to brush this thing aside. Try to just get along tonight. I don't want to wreck another holiday. The bells are ringing and everybody's outside singing. It's snowing, I don't know when it ever felt so right. And we don't have to fight like this till December 26th. Call a truce under some mistletoe with you. Cause love doesn't come with a gift receipt. And we gotta try to cut ourselves a break. When troubles pile up like snowflakes, instead of turning furries into 10 feet.
That's Todd Wright, December 26th in the Christmas stocking. Todd's in Virginia. I believe a Christmas stocking listener turned me on to him. All the info on the music are in the show notes at mychristmasstocking.net. Now, figuring out what the hot toy will be is tough because the retailers obviously have a stake in selling what they have. They try to buy what people want, don't get me wrong, but if they're wrong, they lose a lot of money, so they push the stuff they think will sell. Other so-called experts have an agenda to steer kids towards certain types of toys. It's hard to find real experts who really objectively predict what's what. But there are some which are no-brainers this year, like Big Hugs Elmo. Elmo is always big. Furby must have sold well last year because he's back with a boom. Furby boom. And I'll be honest, I didn't see that coming. Really didn't see a sequel to last year's Furby coming. I don't think its name, Furby Boom, describes any particular functions, by the way. Nerf has a bow they're marketing to girls thanks to the Hunger Games, and maybe Brave. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles have been flying off the shelves since they returned to TV, so I'm sure they'll be big. And Doc McStuffins is back with a checkup center. Doc McStuffins is always huge. Leapfrog has a new tablet for $150. And there is a flying fairy doll named Flutterby, as opposed to Fluttershy, one of the little ponies. Flutterby actually flies. Looks kind of cool. I kind of would like to try it. Hey, thanks to everyone spreading the word on Twitter about the show, twitter.com/xmasstocking, or at xmasstocking. Thank you at Jerry_Hamill, at JeffB_Orleans, and at xmasspirit365. We're on Facebook, too, facebook.com/christmasstocking. Alan, Joe, John, new listener Jim, thanks for reaching out. We're on Google+, plus.google.com. Search for The Christmas Stocking, The Christmas Stocking Podcast. You'll find it eventually. Hello, Jennifer and Amy. Thanks for joining me there. Also at mychristmasstocking.net, click Call Me to share your favorite childhood Christmas memory. Maybe a favorite memory of your child's Christmas. A Christmas tradition, maybe? Or maybe you just want to wish Merry Christmas to somebody. You know, like Jimmy Stewart in the original It's a Wonderful Life. Did you hear about the sequel? I don't even want to talk about it. It's real easy, by the way. It's Google Voice. You click Call Me, you enter your phone number. You can make it private so I don't see. Google Voice will call you. When you pick up, listen for the voice real quick. It'll say something like, press 1 to get in touch with Lee Cameron or something. And you press 1, and you'll either get my voicemail or maybe you'll get me. I've been opening the phone lines every once in a while because I'd love to talk to you about Christmas. Paul, thank you very much. Paul's in the UK. Paul gave a very generous gift. Enjoy your first Christmas with Chloe, Paul. And no, that's not Chloe Kardashian. On the next episode of The Christmas Stocking, I am going to talk about Elf on the Shelf. Thanks for the suggestion, Charlie. I'm Lee Cameron. Talk to you soon.